Our New Testament reading this morning is from the book of Matthew in chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Hear now the word of our Lord. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And this is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This morning, Debbie and I didn't even hear the alarm at 3:30. We didn't sleep through it, but we woke up before it went off and turned it. We were so excited about being Easter morning, looking forward to it. It was looking forward to it for a long time. Easter is a very, very exciting time. I hope it is for you as well. If you know the Lord as your Savior, Easter's will always be exciting because it is the biggest day of the year for Christians. This is the time when we remember that we worship a Lord like no other Lord worshiped anywhere in the world. We worship a living Lord. You can't go to a grave and say, "There's our spiritual leader laying there in the grave," because Jesus Christ is not in the grave. Jesus Christ has risen. Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ had to die. There was no other way. The world was lost in sin. And as John said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who had been with him from the beginning." From the beginning of time, Jesus Christ had been part of the Trinity that we worship: the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was sent to earth as a baby. And we celebrate Christmas and enjoy visions of the baby being cradled by his mother and being laying in the manger, sweetly lying there. And we sing the songs about that. And we sing songs like "O Little Town of Bethlehem" and "Silent Night." And I got to tell you, everybody knows Christmas carols, don't they? But only the people who go to church all year long and people who know the hymns of Easter. Because they're usually not quite as pleasant. We don't sing about the blood of Jesus at Christmas time. We don't sing about Jesus dying on the cross at Christmas time. It's a lot easier to handle. It's a lot easier to handle God giving us this gift in the baby, coming, sending His own to us as a gift to save us. It's a lot easier to sing about that than it is to think about Jesus being tortured and nailed to a cross and despised, and then God putting upon Him all the sins, my sins, your sins, all of our sins were put upon Him as punishment and guilt, and He bore them because He loves you and me. And he doesn't just love you in theory and love you with words. He loves you personally. Because through the Holy Spirit, Christ knows you personally. You are a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. Christ is a person. God is a person. And they are personal to you and to me. And so we look at Easter as a time of rejoicing, not because of the torture that Jesus had to endure, not because of the blood that He shed, but because the blood He shed covers our sin. That He went to the cross willingly as a sacrifice to save us. But more importantly, to save me and you personally. And we know that the tombstone was not rolled back by the angel so that Jesus could escape the grave. The angel said, "Jesus is not here, He is risen." Jesus had already left the grave before the tombstone was rolled back. The tombstone was rolled back so that the women could see that Jesus was not there. The tombstone was rolled back and the angel appeared so that the guards would see that Jesus was not there. Jesus, as we will hear about in the coming weeks, didn't just rise from the grave and go to heaven. But He showed Himself to the women. He showed Himself to the disciples. And He showed Himself to over 500 people that are recorded in the Bible and in history. Jesus wanted to make sure that you and I can know with perfect assurance that Jesus is alive. And that because Jesus is alive, if we believe upon Him, if we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, then we too can live. Some may say, "Well, I'm alive and I don't believe in Jesus," and that can be true. But knowing, once one knows Jesus Christ, then we know what we were missing before we knew Him. All of us struggle at times with unbelief. We like to pretend that we don't. We like to pretend that everything somebody says, "Christ is risen," and we yell out, "Christ is risen indeed." But there are times when we wonder. At times when we feel alone. At times when we feel lost. I was listening on the way here this morning to on the radio and everything. They were doing services from Rome this morning, and it kind of reminded me of a story I heard, which I will adapt a bit to meet our Presbyterian needs. But it was the story of the Pope was in a meeting with some dignitaries from from some high officials from other countries. And he told his aides, do not disturb me. This is a very important meeting. About halfway through the meeting, one of his aides came in and said, Your Holiness, I need to talk to you. And he says, I said I don't want to be disturbed. He said, this can't wait. So he comes out and he says, this better be important. He said, it is important. He said, Jesus Christ wants to see you. And the Pope said, ah, Jesus Christ has come back to earth and he wants to see me. He said, I have to prepare myself. And he starts getting his robes straight and everything. And he says, I must tell you, I would never admit this before this day, but now this day has come, I have to tell you that even there have been times that even I, the Pope, have had my doubts. But here, Jesus Christ is here and he wants to see me. Take me to him. He says, Your Holiness, he's not here. He said, he's on the phone. He's calling from Louisville, Kentucky. For those of you not Presbyterian, that's where the Presbytery headquarters is. But I've also heard he's calling from Salt Lake City. but I can't abide by that one. I got to tell you that everyone has a time of doubt. There are times in our lives when we say, where is, if there's God, where is he? And every time in my life that that has occurred, I have found that it is me who has walked away from God. Me who has shut God out. Me who has tried to solve my problems on my own. Tried to rely on my abilities when I need to give it up to God. When I need to trust the Lord. Well, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And Jesus Christ, right now, right this minute, is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And Jesus Christ will come in judgment one day. But he also will come in deliverance. And those who believe upon his name will be called to be with him forever. The good news for this sunrise service, this Easter morning, is that although life is hard and things sometimes don't seem fair, life with Jesus Christ is a joy. Life with Jesus Christ is the only peace that we will ever find, that we will ever have, that will endure. All the other peace that we seek, all the other peace that we find, all the other joys that we look for in life are temporary and short and end in disappointment. Only those that we find in Jesus Christ and with those who love Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior endure. Paul talked about the people who would die for someone. And Paul, if you remember the words of Paul in Corinthians, he said, sometimes a man would choose to die for another. Not often would a man choose to die for another, but perhaps for a very good man would he choose to die. But Christ died for the sinner. Christ died specifically for those of us who were lost. The disciples have been called frauds and charlatans by people who do not believe over the centuries. And I can understand why people might think that if they don't know the Lord as their Savior. But would a man allow himself to be burnt at the stake for something they did not believe in? Would somebody allow themselves to be crucified upside down for a lie? Would the hundreds and thousands of Christian martyrs, even those sitting in prison today and facing death sentences today in countries around the world, would they be making it up? I don't think so. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and Jesus Christ returned to the Father. And Jesus Christ abides in you and me through the Holy Spirit, and to all who will receive Him, all who will accept Him, all who will call upon His name, now and forever. Amen.